You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
What's that?
My Vegas trip.
Oh.
No one cares.
We didn't really care.
Jeez.
Kind of hoping you didn't come back.
Oh, my God.
All right. Tell us about it.
All right. So I had
how many hookers did you bang?
13.
Oh.
And I got this nasty fucking itch that you can't get rid of. No, there was some stuff I wasn't impressed with, but overall, that's a fun city.
You think?
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Did you see any shows?
No, I did not see any fucking shows.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Can we or can we not tell a story about shows in Vegas?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, I want you to tell it.
So, yeah, let me tell it. So,
it's your story.
It is true. So there was 12 of us that went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going for two of them that are boyfriend and girlfriend are both turning 30.
Right.
Within like a week or two of each other. So that's why this trip got put together. Going for Tim and Whitney's 30th birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yes. Happy late birthday. It's going to be like the fucking middle of February. By the time he cares. So anyways, out of the 12, everybody that gets invited, well, I mean, I think there was even more invited, but 12 of us end up going. One of the guys who, right off the bat, is complaining about going and says, like, are we even going to do anything cool there?
How do you go to Vegas and not do anything cool?
I don't know.
No, we're going to sit in our hotel room.
Right.
And
watch TV.
Yeah. Watch
free cable.
CNN.
All weekend.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what his deal was. Whatever. So the whole time, because we all booked in like September, we hadn't heard nothing from them. Like, I guess we just figured they weren't going.
Right.
So then, like, a week and a half before we left, they decided to get plane tickets and go.
I wish I could just do that a week and a half.
No shit.
I'm going to go to Vegas.
Right. No big deal. So he sends me a text and says, would you and your old lady want to go see a show with me and my old lady? Now, I've never been to Vegas. I mean, my old lady's never been to Vegas.
What was your reply?
No.
It was literally just no.
N-O. That's it. That's all I said. I didn't make up any bullshit. Man, I don't know. We'll see. I said, no. I've never been to Vegas. And they may be the coolest thing ever to go see a show there. Right. I don't know. But that's not on my fucking agenda.
Why? You're only there for like 2 days.
Yeah. We got there on a Thursday afternoon. So we had all day Friday, all day Saturday. We flew out Sunday at like our flight left at 8 a.m. Right. So, no, I've got too much stuff I want to do, and I don't even see this guy all the time. So that already told me that him texting me is meaning everybody else already told him fucking no.
So you barely know him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know him, but the only time I see him is when I'm with this group of people over here.
Okay, this is like a friend of a friend.
Yes, yeah. But I'm like, that's all I said. No.
Now, what if you went to Vegas with me and my old lady, and we wanted to see a show? What would you do?
Like now?
Yeah, just like, hey, we're going to go to Vegas next year. And you're like, okay, I'll go with you guys.
Now
like,
would be a different story because I've been there. Show. My first time, and I'm only there 2 full days.
What do you do in Vegas? If you don't gamble, you're not a big gambler. So what else would you do in Vegas?
Oh, fucking eat and drink?
Just walk around. You could do that anyway. There's bums that do that every day out here on the street.
No, but we went.
Well, they don't eat so much, but they do a lot of drinking.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much what we did. We just went around drinking at different casinos and gambled a little bit here and there. And went and did the roller coaster at New York, New York. I did the zip line down the old strip. You know, we did a bunch of shit like that. That's why there was no time for shows. They ended up going, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, nobody else wanted to go. And then he was complaining to Whitney, who was one of them turning 30, come on, we all need to go to a show. Like, he wouldn't let it go. And it's like,
really?
You're an adult.
It's not even your birthday. If it's right. your birthday and you said, I want to go to a show, then you'd be like, okay, we'll go to a show.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike's trying to get this together for 12 fucking people. So he kind of had, he had stuff planned out what we were going to do, which I was fine. There was a few things on there that I wouldn't have done on my own at all, but I didn't care. I've never been there. I'm just rolling with the crowd. It's easier.
Right.
I'm not going to go against the grain, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just.
All right, if you don't, then don't.
Exactly. If I didn't want to, I just wouldn't have. But I did everything, whatever.
That's the thing. Like, when you have that many people, you're not going to get everyone to agree on everything.
Correct. That's why I just kept my mouth shut. But I wasn't going to do a show because I already knew Mike had all this shit lined up, and I'm sticking with those guys.
And it was kind of like their thing.
Right. Because Mike was the one putting this together. So I was letting him whatever say goes. Right. That's fine. Yeah. The only thing we did different than everybody else, me and the old lady went to the wax museum, which was cool. Nobody else wanted to go. But we were all in the casino it was in.
Did you?
So we said, cool. So I cried.
Text everyone?
Yeah, I cried.
Text everyone.
And we quit being friends for the half hour I was in there. No, I just said, all right, well, where are you guys going to be at? We're going to be over here. Okay, we'll see you there whenever we get done. And if I wouldn't have been able to find them, I'd have texted them. Where are you guys at?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Sometimes you do that. I mean,
that's what we did.
I think in Vegas, too, you do that. I had a friend who was a hardcore gambler, and he went to Vegas quite often. Him and his friend, he had a friend that liked to gamble, too. They would go, and they would get there on Friday. And they wouldn't see each other till Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they'd just go do their own thing.
Well, our buddy Jeremy said that because we took a limo, a fucking, I guess it was an Escalade. It was a big Cadillac SUV limo. Picked us up from the airport, took us to our casinos, and then they picked us up to take us back to the airport. But Jeremy was the first one to get dropped off because his casino was first on the way. And when he was getting out, he goes, see you guys Sunday. He like got out, which was almost true. Yeah. I mean, he met up with us to eat and here and there, but we didn't really see him a lot.
Yeah.
The most I saw him was the first morning because we got up and he was out and about with his old lady. So me and the old lady kind of hooked up with him and we're out for a few hours running around.
Hooked up with him?
Yeah.
Had a foursome?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Went to Caesar's Palace and shit like that. Checked some shit out while everybody else was still sleeping. Yeah. Other than that, it was cool, man. It was definitely...
Yeah.
The vibe was cool. Just because, I mean, there's just so many people, but nobody's...
So I'd be scared shitless and run away.
Well, see, I don't like big crowds either, but nobody fucks with you. You don't exist, Travis. Right. They're there to fucking gamble or do whatever. Nobody gives a fuck about
you. But it's not crowded physically.
You're not bumping into people?
Nah.
It's like...
Saturday, maybe. It was crowded in the casinos, but you got to... think these buildings are so fucking big,
right?
There's enough room. But
not to hijack your story, but when I was scared to death when I went on a cruise for the first time, like a year or two ago, and I was scared shitless I was gonna be like all these motherfuckers on this one boat.
But then you get there and you see how big that fucking boat is.
You get there and at first when everyone's getting on, because there's like three or four entrances to get on.
Right.
It's a mess, but then everyone disperses, and you're like, oh, shit, this ain't so bad.
Right. We did that. What cruise line did you take? Do you remember?
What are the cruise lines?
Carnival.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. We took Royal Caribbean.
Ooh, you're fancy.
Yeah.
They're more expensive.
Yeah. It was the same thing, though. When they'd buzz... and let us out of the ship because we poured it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd open my door up, and I could see the stairwell from my room.
You're like cattle.
Dude, it was like cattle. I just shut the door, wait 15 minutes, open the door, ghost town.
Yeah.
And we'd come and go as we please. Yeah. But, anyway, so...
Back to Vegas. So it wasn't that, like, crowded that year?
No, there's a shit ton of people. Now, when you're walking...
Like, what about, like, on the street?
Yeah. There was a lot of people.
Did you fear for your life at any point in time?
No, never.
Okay.
I was even running my mouth to homeless people. Yeah, we're walking out of one of the, I think it was the Bellagio, because that's where we stayed. We're coming out of one of the entrances, and we're walking up, and there's a shit bum sitting on the fucking side next to the escalator. He's got a...
And then you realize he was one of the guys from your group.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Jeremy! No, no, it's the guy's got his little suitcase sitting there. We're walking up, and he goes, you got a 20?
A 20?
Yeah. Yeah. 20. I said, are you fucking kidding me? And I looked at Mike or Tim or somebody, whoever I was standing, I was like, this motherfucker wants a 20? Like, I was like, the bums where we come from only want chains. I'm like holy
you
shit.
You mean two dimes, right?
Yeah. No, he wanted $20. I was like, I said, if I'm going to become homeless, I'm going to come up here. fucking beg for a week. I'll have enough to fly home.
20.
You got 20?
There was one shit bum.
I've been like, you know what? I'll just give it to the casino for you.
Yeah. So we're coming up an escalator, same thing, going back to the Bellagio. We're going up this escalator. We get to the top, and there's this homeless man.
Did you kick him?
I should have, but he wasn't very close to me. Mike's right in front of me. We're getting off the escalator, and I see him look, so I look, and there's this homeless man on all fours. And he's got like one arm up on a wall, like his forearm. And he's like trying to pick himself up off the ground. But he's got his 2x4 in the other hand.
2x4? A piece of wood, right?
No, the drink.
Oh, okay. I'm
thinking 24 like, ounce. You ever heard
he's
of
he's like going to frame a house or
no,
something?
No, no. 24 ounce. You ever heard of it called 2x4? Right, right, he's got his 2x4 with this brown bag and a cigarette burning in the same hand. But it's like, it's just the filter burning at this point.
It's almost burning the bag.
And he's shaking. He's shaking so bad, trying to get up. He's like I said, he's on his knees, holding up. But in his face, though, his eyes are like
wide
whatever.
Open.
Yeah, they're wide open. Whatever he's looking at isn't there. And Mike looked at me with like a look on his face, and I go, Mike, I'm like, that's you in like 10 years. Like I wasn't afraid to like make fun of him because it was just like, fuck you.
It was all of you by the end of the trip, actually.
Yeah, that's how we all looked. Yeah, the guy had only been there for a couple days.
Yeah, exactly. He was perfectly outstanding citizen.
Yeah.
When he got there.
When he got there. Flew in, had a nice suit, now he's all dirty and
give that guy 20.
I ate my first edible there.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I thought you said it didn't do much.
No, the first day it didn't do much because I was over 24 hours of sleeping.
Yeah.
And I was all fucked up and tired. Come to find out, it was affecting me. The next day when I did it on a normal, when everything was normal. Right. But I just thought I was like super tired, which yeah. I was. But the next day I ate just one gummy, which is 10 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what casino we were in. But I was sitting there at a bar playing a video slot machine. Mm. And Keith's sitting next to me. He's playing his shit. Everybody else is just kind of behind us. And I don't know where most people are. But I know Christine and Whitney are behind me. And Tim's behind me. They're just sitting there drinking. I got my Bloody Mary in my hand. And I'm playing the slot machine. And all of a sudden, just it was boom, it hit me. Like, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm high as a motherfucker. I'm like, I mean, it wasn't like a gradual. It fucking was like, someone just walked up and punched me, and I was fucked up. I like, leaned back in the chair, and I looked up across the bar, because you can see out to the casino on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, everything's like, I'm on a cruise ship. And I'm just like, I'm out in the ocean. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm just like, you know, I've never been high before. This is my first experience.
I think that's so weird. Like, you know, where you grew up, you know, you didn't grow up that far from me, you know, and it seems like we grew up kind of the same. You just never know. Like, right. I would expect everyone in this town to have done some sort of drug at some point in their
right.
life. From in this area. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're middle class, lower middle class, maybe. You know, we are.
How dare you?
Know?
You?
And, you know, and I tried shit, you know, when I was in high school and stuff.
I never did.
And then you're just like, nope.
Nope. I said, no, I don't want to.
Mr. fucking straight edge over here.
No, I drank. I drank.
Right. Yeah.
No, the whole thing with me with pot was the same as cigarettes. I ain't inhaling shit.
You just not.
No, no. It disgusts me. Like, right. I can't purposely breathe. I don't want to breathe in helium from a balloon.
Yeah, I'm weird about that too.
It fucking weirds me out. But I'll eat whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. So, I don't care that
but you do it.
I'm just that's just not me. That's why I never did it because I don't want to breed that.
You never
shit
tried
purposely.
Like, shrooms or anything? When
I did. No, I didn't try shrooms up until actually last year.
So now you're in your mid 30s.
Now that like, didn't do anything to me.
Let's do drugs.
Yeah. I'm a responsible adult. Let's get high.
Brendan, what drugs did you do in high school?
No.
See?
Throw that. Nothing?
Nope.
The fuck?
Sorry, bro. I may have been poor white trash, but I still wasn't a drug addict.
I wasn't either, but
no, I just, and all the my friends I hung out with, they didn't do it. So yeah, that was part of it.
I guess it just matters who you hang out
with. Right, just who you hang out with. Yeah. If they were all doing it, I'm sure I would have done it. You know what I mean? But
yeah, you fall in line.
I had some friends that did, but I was never around them when they did it.
Right.
And if I was, it just, like I said, the whole smoking thing, that's just not me. I just can't. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel
it. And it's funny because I work in a paint shop and I breathe in chemicals all fucking day.
Yeah, you don't need it anymore.
Right.
After that.
But so, you know, when we went there, because we went to the dispensary and bought gummies, you know, and I'm like, I'll try it. I don't care. So when it hit, I was like, oh, fuck. I like stood up. I turned around and I'm like, I look at Tim and he goes, what's wrong with your eyes? Because he's already eaten like a gummy and a half.
Right.
So he's fucking with me, you know. What's wrong with your eyes? And I just start laughing. And he starts laughing. And, dude, I thought I was going to have a heart attack because I couldn't stop laughing. Well, he's like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
That's not normal, though. It's not normal for it to just boom, hit you like that.
I guess that's just the edibles.
You're maybe. See, I've never had it.
Well, the lady told us when we took it.
I've never been out of state.
She said, if you've never done this, she said, it's going to kick in. It'll take about 40 minutes.
Yeah, I heard it takes a while.
And she said, you're going to want to carry a bottle of water around with you because you're going to get cotton mouth.
Sure.
And motherfucker, she wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
Huh. It was like... oh my god. I was like,
I've had cotton mouth so bad that I was dying.
Yeah, I did too.
I was sitting there, I kept swallowing my own spit as fast as I could. I swore to god my throat was closing.
And maybe the high was more intense because I was drinking on top of it.
Well, that's the thing. Some people can drink and smoke, but they do the two together and it's bad.
So, but here's the thing.
I've always done the two together.
But here's the thing though. Out of the entire time in Vegas, I was drinking nonstop. I never got drunk. We walked so much. Dude, you're burning that shit off.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was already like, oh, I'm feeling good, and then I ate it.
Right.
So I don't know if I can relate to that. I'll tell you in August when I get back
from
that trip.
Also, you never got drunk because the drinks were $15 a piece.
Yeah. No, oh, God, dude. We spent hundreds of dollars on drinks. No, I didn't go. From the moment I got up, I drank until I went to bed.
Right.
And if I ate, I would get a water to help replenish. But other than that, dude, it was drinks all day in my hand. I drank Bloody Marys the entire time.
And you ate a lot, too. You went to all that. See, and now, I can be drunk as can be. I ate a meal, and it's like, whoop.
Gone.
Go home, I guess.
Right.
You know, like, it just kills it for me.
Right. It was.
I started eating.
I mean, it was a blast. Mm-hmm. It was a great time. I definitely want to go back. And
you said the only thing that sucked was the zip line. Sucked.
Yeah, here's the thing that was shitty about the zip line.
You gotta let people know so they don't fall into the trap.
Well, here's the deal. It was cool, but we got fucked because it was like 46 degrees when we went.
Right.
I had a thin ass hoodie with me. Yeah. I'm in Vegas. I'm in the fucking desert. I shouldn't need a hoodie.
Well, at night it gets a little chilly.
Little chilly, but it wasn't that cold the rest of the days. Yeah. Just Saturday, the temperature dropped. It was warmer here in St. Louis than it was in Vegas that night.
Yeah.
Because we were like looking up on the phone.
That's funny.
So either way, we waited in line for over 2 hours to do it.
Wait, first, didn't you say that you like had reservations to
Yes,
do it?
I was just going to get to that. The dude who signed it all up got a hold. The first day we were there, he's like, I'm going to get us all hooked up for the zip line because you tell him what time you want to be there to do it. So I figured, cool. I did the one where you lay down, do like Superman, because they have two. You do the Superman, or you're just sitting in there.
Right.
The one you're sitting in, you're not as high, and you don't go as long.
Well,
so I was like, no, fuck that. I'm doing
to do that one.
Yeah, I'm doing give me the tall one. It was $50.
Right.
All right, I'll do it. So we got to be there at 6:30. We get up in line. We're waiting, and waiting, and waiting, and you can't see the zip line,
right,
where you're at, like, because you're in this stairwell, pretty much.
So you
it's outside.
You don't even know how long the line is.
No.
Ugh.
I'm waiting to get in an elevator to take me up. The main line.
To another line.
No, well, a little line.
Yeah.
Because the bulk of the line stays down where you're at.
Right.
Then they just zip you up in an elevator, and then you get up there, and then there's a little line. Maybe like two people go down the zip line, then it's your turn. So not long. But what happened was, and I didn't know this at the time, I thought it was just the line was long up there. Because, like I said, you have no idea what's up there.
Right.
What happened was that line's four people deep, or like four lines going. Three out of the four and one of them didn't make it. They died. No. They didn't make it all the way. They stopped in the middle.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
They were like too light, I guess.
So they had to send someone out to grab them.
One guy. So he had a hook on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crawl his way out there, hook on to somebody, bring him back. Go to the next line. Crawl out to him, bring him back. And go out to the other one.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't like they had three guys go out at once and bring him back. One guy. So we have no idea this is going on.
You'd think they'd have a better system by now.
Yes.
You're tied to rope. We pull you in because you didn't make it. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway.
So by the time we get up there, the fucking temperature just keeps dropping. I'm shaking. I'm so cold up there at this point because you're up 100 and something feet in the air and the wind's blowing. It's cold. Get done. So I didn't even get to hang out at the old strip, which I'm very disappointed in, because not all of us did the zip line. Like, my old lady didn't do it. Yeah. Mike didn't do it. Whitney didn't do it. So they were all, so they got to spend 2 hours down there, walk around the old strip, checking shit out. My old lady said it was pretty awesome. She said there were some fucking characters. Yeah. Only thing I got to do was fly through it on a goddamn zip line. So when we got done, we had to go because we had dinner reservations.
Were you mad by the time you got up there?
Oh, yeah.
So when you zipline, were you like, fuck the zipline?
Fuck you. I was like trying to shit on people as I was ziplining by. If I would have been on the one sitting down, you know. But yeah, it was cool. So if you're gonna do it, be prepared to wait.
Yeah,
because you want to do it at night.
Here's my other thing too: is there's probably zip lines like up in the hills that are 100 times better,
right?
For $50, and you go on like 10 of them,
right?
So if you really want a zip line, just fucking go.
No, it's cool. You zip line underneath the lights at night. Yeah, it's cool. That's cool. Don't have plans afterwards. What I mean is,
don't have plans all day.
Yes. Do it at night.
A whole day thing.
Go at night and do it at like 6:30, whatever. But plan on being in line for a couple hours still. And maybe what fucked us was those people getting hung up. I don't know.
Yeah.
But wait, don't have reservations anywhere afterwards because you're going to fucking miss it. Because Jeremy's old lady ziplined with me because he didn't do it. So she was going with me, and they had to be at, where the fuck did they have to be at? They had to be at a heliport at 9:00. To do a tour of the city in a helicopter.
Yeah.
And it's 8:15 and we're still in line to do this. So they almost didn't make it. So, but they end up making it.
You didn't do the helicopter tour?
No, I would have, but it was pretty expensive.
I mean, because you're a bitch about flying.
Yeah, but I've always wanted to fly in a helicopter.
You shouldn't do that. If you don't like flying in a giant plane.
I don't like planes.
You shouldn't get in a little helicopter. I'm just saying.
Helicopters are freaking awesome.
I would get in a helicopter, especially
if you're afraid of flying, you're going to get
one. It's not really the flying I'm afraid of, it's the crashing part.
Helicopters crash too, dude.
They're just like, oh, let's land it wherever.
Just hard landings.
In a spiral.
Hard landing.
Yeah, just a hard landing.
Okay. Never mind.
No, but I've always kind of wanted to go up in a helicopter. I don't know why.
No, they are cool.
But
I would think you not liking flying.
I don't know. I don't like to fly. I don't like flying on airlines. It fucking sucks. It's fucking scary. I don't like it. Don't like it. You laugh all you want. Because I'm sure there's something you're afraid of that I'd laugh in your face.
No, there's not.
Well, I ain't scared enough not to do it because I do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'll tell you what. I'm not comfortable. Oh, yeah, because that happened on the plane, too. So Mike tells me you can bring alcohol on the plane. Those little, like, 1 ounce bottles of liquor. So I had four little Kraken bottles I brought with me. They have to be in a Ziploc bag.
What, like, why?
I guess if they break. I who knows? Yeah. So we're going through security. The guy pulls them out. We had to pull them out of the purse, put them in the bucket. And the security people were actually joking, like, oh, man, look at that. Because we all had them.
Right.
You know, and they're just like, they didn't stop us. Yeah. Because technically you're supposed to be able to do this.
Yeah.
We're on the plane. And I had my headphones on. And I can't remember if I was watching a movie or listening to something. And I have my Coke sitting there, my glass, and my little bottle of Kraken sitting there. And the lady comes over and she's like, the stewardess is like pointing at it. And my old lady's sitting next to the aisle, I'm next to the window. And I thought she was pointing at, like, wanting to throw my cup away. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's good. It's still good. And she's like, but I can't hear it. I'm like, no, it's fine. That's what I told her. And she, like, was pissing and walked away. And my old lady's looking at me like this. I go, to my husband, I'm like, what? She said you weren't allowed to have that on the plane. She said, you can't drink your own alcohol. You have to drink theirs. So she's like, you can't have that. I'm like, no, it's fine.
You don't know the rules. It's fine.
She's like, no, you can't have that. I'm like, it's okay. Just no.
So you're allowed to bring it on the plane, but not drink
it. Drink it. Apparently they just changed that. Because actually, after it all went down, like Mike was two rows ahead of me. I happened to look forward and Mike like turned around in the seat and looked at me and like gave me a weird look. Like, what the fuck was, you know, what do you mean we can't? So if you're going to go on.
So you're supposed to sneak it.
Yes.
Not just have it set up.
Don't leave it sit out.
Like it's a game.
Right. What's it? Yeah, because I actually posted that picture on Instagram. Yeah. But, yeah, if you're going to take Allegiant, you can bring alcohol on the plane. Just don't let them fucking see it on the plane. Pour it in your drink and get rid of the bottle.
Yeah.
Because there was another lady doing it, like, catty corner for me.
Throw the bottle out the window.
Yeah, roll down the window and just throw it out. Yeah, so it was whatever. Too late, bitch. I already drank it. But that's hilarious. You know, she's you can't have that. I'm like, oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Just gave up on me.
Push her face out of the way.
Get out of here.
I don't need any help.
Get the fuck out of my face. I'm drinking.
You smoke.
You smoke.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you had fun.
I did.
Maybe one day I'll go.
Yeah.
You ever been to London?
Nope.
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 Don't gamble. He seems like the type of guy that would go and just not have fun.
I don't know. One thing, you know, few people ask me, oh, so did you see any prostitutes there?
Yeah.
I just assumed every woman there was a prostitute when I was there.
Every well-dressed woman.
Every well-dressed woman. I was like, yeah, because I walk in, I'm like, whore, yeah. Whore, whore. Yeah. I'm like, then I realized that's just the thing to do is dress up like that. So it's like, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, you can't
tell. Is it even legal in
Not in the city limits.
Yeah. It's not, but when you see a pretty girl, just a lot of times
they hang out in the lobby.
If you see them just stand there by themselves waiting for someone,
yeah,
they're waiting for whoever.
Right. Yeah, it's not technically legal in the city limits, but they're there.
Have you ever been on Craigslist for Vegas?
No, I can only imagine.
They're fucking hot.
Oh, I bet they are.
I'm saying if you go and like... If you look for hookers in St. Louis, it's
No, it's a crack horse.
You got the blue waffle. You got the fucking. Right. You got a mess.
Right.
And you go to Vegas hookers.
Well, no, because it's legal. It's like, so a pretty woman who doesn't mind doing that to make money, which should be legal anywhere.
And they're
going to
make the most
me.
Money there.
What's it the government's problem if I'm going to negotiate with somebody to have sex with?
I guess.
If the person's okay for me to have sex with them, but they want $300, but they're willing to do it. Isn't that between me and that person? Who gives a fuck?
Well, no, because they want to tax it.
Okay, tax it. It ain't no different than me having a cash-only job. I got to pay my taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I don't know, Steve.
Just saying. Tax it, make more money. Legalize weed, make money off of it.
Well, they'll do that eventually.
Eventually. Well, technically, it's not federally. So when you go to these dispensaries, you have to pay cash because that's how they get around the federal, which just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, at any time, the feds could come in there and just destroy him and bust him down.
That would have been my luck.
But they don't. You know,
I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, the door gets kicked in. I'm like, I'd be like, really?
You know what I mean? But just the point that they're not doing anything just shows.
Yes, just legalize the shit. Make your percent off of it. You'll make so much money, you won't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
End of story. We just created world peace on this fucking podcast.
I think a lot of
prostitution and marijuana legalized.
I think a lot of people need to smoke pot, actually.
Probably.
It'd probably help them out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Not like if you have cancer or whatever. I mean, you should be able to do whatever you want if you have cancer. But,
right.
You know, just people are so agitated, it seems like, you know.
Well, I know when it hit me, I didn't give a fuck what was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
So I was walking around. And I was like, oh, I just trying to keep one foot in front of the other. You know, just kind of relaxed and laughing. And I was,
yeah.
I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
That was cool. Let's play a song.
All right. This song is called Call of the New Legion by a band called Beerth.
Yeah.
That was Bierth playing Call of the New Legion, and they're out of San Francisco, California, and they can be found at byyrth.bandcamp.com.
Right on. These guys are on Iron Bonehead Productions. You want to check that out? They got a bunch of killer bands on there. They send us stuff all the time. Lots of stuff.
Next.
Next. What's next?
Next, we've got a band called Rotten Monarch with the song Air of Malaise. That was Air of Malaise by Rotten Monarch. They're out of Evansville, Indiana. And you can find them at rottenmonarch.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Yep. What do we got up next, Brendan? Did you just shit?
No, it's my stomach.
Oh.
I'm going to have to soon.
Well, we're almost done, buddy.
All right.
And you're going to have to go outside.
Let's go.
All right, up next, we got a band, Four Pistol Front, and the name of this song is Who We Are. That's how we are.
on us is not what we believe. We are for freedom and not a threat to society. What you try to put on us is not what we believe. And what you try to push on us is not what we believe. We are for freedom and not to fight society. What you try to push on us is not what we believe. That's how we are. 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 That's how we are.
That was Who We Are by Four Pistol Front out of Dallas, Texas. And you can find them at fourpistolfront.bandcamp.com. And that's spelled with the number four.
The number four?
Number four and then Pistol Front.
Right on. This next band's pretty good. I got to check these guys out at work the other day, too. Listened to them while I was working, and I was very pleased with them.
This is Spite with the song The Shield of Abraham.
You're dying.
That was the band Spite playing The Shield of Abraham. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. They are on Invictus Productions, and you can find them at spitedesecration.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
We don't get a lot of bands from New York out of New York, do we?
We've had a few.
Have we?
We've had a few.
Oh, okay.
Several.
So no,
several,
if there was much of a scene out there. What,
no, we've had a few from New York. We've had a lot, I think, of punk bands from maybe the Boston area, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of East Coast punk. Get a lot of that. Well, it seems like we get a lot of
East Coast or West Coast.
Yeah, not East so much in the middle of the country. Well, Chicago, we get stuff from Chicago.
We get stuff from the middle because we're in the middle.
Right.
We
but
know some of these bands.
But that I don't count those because they're right here in our area.
Right.
But like out of further cities away, it's usually east, west,
right,
north because of Chicago. But and then everything else is scattered across the globe.
You ever been to New York?
I've been to the JFK airport. Mm. Got laid over there before we, that's where we flew out of to go to Italy. But
that doesn't
not, count. No, I never got to go into the city. I would like to.
No, don't go.
The only time I've been in New York was at the airport when I was going to Italy also.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to go, but...
Don't go.
Why? You don't want to lose any listeners? You don't like big crowds, so that's why
you're right, yeah. So it's,
I don't either, but I want to go. Isn't that weird?
You know,
there's certain things I hate, but I'll do it because I got
to
go here. Yeah, I want to go here. I want
to
go
there. It's like I've been to Mardi Gras.
Oh, God.
And feared for my life of being trampled. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck that. I got no desire to go to that.
But it's one of those things like, well, you got to do it once in your life type of thing.
I won't even go to the one in St. Louis.
Well, I wouldn't go there either.
No, I've never been.
You'll just get shot.
The only time, I remember Bill and Dave, and I think it was Bill's old lady and his old lady's sister went. Either way, they went down there, and Dave is big guy, tall. He was standing there, and he had his beer in his hand, and this lady turned around and looked at him, like gave him a dirty look. He's like, ugh. And he's like, what the fuck was that about? And she kind of kept turning around, giving him this dirty look, and all of a sudden, her husband like looks at her, and he's like, what's wrong? And she goes, this guy right here spilled his drink on me. But he was like, Dave's like thinking, I didn't spill my drink on her.
All right.
So the husband turned around and looked at him and had to look up. And he turned back to his wife and goes, it's going to happen. He like changed his mind real quick about yelling at Dave. He looked at Dave and then looked back at her. That shit's going to happen. So Dave's like, I didn't even spill my fucking drink on her.
Probably like one little drop.
Probably.
On the back of her.
Yeah, who knows. Somebody probably walked in between them and did it and he was getting blamed. Yeah, fuck that. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Yeah. Don't go to New York.
No. I know a guy I worked with years ago was down there on Mardi Gras one night. And this is all in St. Louis.
The St. Louis one?
St. Louis one. Okay. It was all St. Louis one. And he walked by an alley, turned his head and looked down there. There was some girl there with her fucking legs spread. And there was like two or three guys there eating her out.
Ugh.
In an alley.
That's disgusting.
Yes. I'll pass. I don't need to be down there. I'll pass. Keith even lived in Soulard for like a couple of years, I think. So we could have went there and stayed at his place. And I had to worry about parking or nothing. I still was like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to experience that.
It's a shit show.
It's fucking freezing, which I hate the cold.
Yeah. Right.
That's
the thing. That's the worst thing about it is because they want to do it, but it's like 10 degrees out.
Yeah,
or
no, fuck that.
See, down in New Orleans, you're close enough to the coast and you're further south that you can just get away with a hoodie all night.
Right, that'd be fine with
you
that.
You know what I mean?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know girls are flashing their tits and I love tits, but nah, not worth it.
But like you said, like the story you just had about ours, that was something I could see happening down there too. You know what I mean?
Right. But that,
people are just fucking apeshit crazy down there.
Right. Yeah.
I think we're too old now.
I think you should tell him the story with the horse.
Whoa.
No. It's not, okay. It's not like that.
That's not that weird.
That's a good story though. You need to tell him that.
So they have like, I guess you'd call it like mounted police there in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And they ride on. So they ride on horses.
Yeah.
These aren't like regular horses. They're like something between a normal horse and a Clydesdale.
Oh, okay.
They're fucking huge.
Uh-huh.
These horses are like at the shoulder, like fucking 7 foot tall. You know what I mean? They're big motherfuckers. So they like to hang out in the intersection.
Uh-huh.
they can look down four streets, yeah. You know what I mean? So when you see these things coming, people just split.
Yeah.
You don't want that motherfucker stepping on your foot. You know what I mean? So you just stay the fuck away from these mounted police. So there was once in an intersection, and there was no one within like 20 feet of this horse, because no one wants to get trampled. But this one guy decided, I don't know what he was on. He had to be more than drunk. He had to be on something. And he comes up to the horse, pulls on its ring next to its face, you know, and starts pulling on him like it's a truck horn, like just pulling straight down. And the cop's like, get away from it. Stop that. And just yelling at him, whatever. Uh-huh. But he keeps doing it. So the horse, of course, starts freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
But the horse, I thought, was just freaking out. But the horse actually knew what it was doing. The horse twirled around 180 and then kicked him with both feet, like right in the face. Both hind feet, just bam. And this dude flies like 10 feet down the street. And I'm thinking, I'm like, holy shit, did you see that? And somehow, I don't know how, he wasn't like knocked out. He started, he lay there for a minute. And then as soon as he started to get up, like three other cops came over and just beat him with sticks. The cops pick him up and they're carrying him. They're dragging him. They're carrying him. And you couldn't even see the guy's like eyes. His face was so swelled like up. His eyes were closed. From between the cops beating him and the horse kicking him. And I'm just like, dude, that's a bad time right there.
Do you think he woke up the next day going, what the fuck happened to me?
My guess is they probably, well, obviously he's going to get arrested.
Right.
But they probably had to take him to the hospital before they could take him to jail.
Yeah. Right.
Because he was fucked up.
That's hilarious. I would love just to see somebody get kicked in the face by a horse.
Oh, my. It was awesome. It was cool.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
There's a lot of shit I could go on about that weekend.
Oh, I bet. What's next, Brennan?
Got a band called Burdue with the song 13 O'Clock. We'll be right back. That was 13 O'Clock by Berdew. They are out of San Bernardino, California, and they can be found at www.berdoo.com.
Right on.
I thought that was Birdo.
Birdo?
You know, like that little guy from the second Mario.
Oh.
Super Mario? Birdo?
Birdo. Little pink.
He used to, like, okay. Spit the eggs out of his...
Oh, yeah. Birdo. I didn't remember that. I didn't That's remember Birdo. His name.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was a terrible game.
Yeah.
It was. Game dead. You know what's funny Suck. About that?
What's that?
It was such a terrible game. I still have a Nintendo. Uh-huh. It still works. But I had the first Mario and the third one, but I actually went out and sought out to get the second one.
Really?
Because it was such a terrible game.
Right.
And
the
I got
third one, the third one was better than the second one.
Oh, wait.
Oh, the third one was so, the bomb, dude. That, yeah. That game was awesome.
Wouldn't they just rush to make the second
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I think so.
It was originally a like in Japan, it was already a game, but it wasn't a Mario game. But right. Then they just took that game,
turned it
made
into Mario,
a character, and they just called it a Mario game.
Right. And it was nothing like
cuz the original Japanese version of like the second Mario game looked exactly like the first Mario game.
Okay.
But it was just harder levels.
Okay. Yeah, I had to get it just for because it was so shitty.
Yeah.
But then I started playing, I'm like, God, this is such a terrible game.
Yeah.
The Japanese version, or that Mario 2 is based on, the Japanese game is called Doki Doki Panic.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Now you know.
Doki Doki Panic.
All right. If you want some free stickers, email your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com and we'll send you some stickers. If you're in a band, metal, hardcore, punk, obviously if you're listening to the show, you know that. Send it to empathicaradio@gmail.com and we will get you on the air. You can follow us on Instagram @empathicaradio. You can follow me on Instagram @empathicasmitty. You can find us on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play Music. We'll hopefully by the time this airs, we're going to be on Spotify. I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe. We submit it. It takes weeks. This will be weeks by the time this one comes out. So check the show notes. If the show notes say we're on Spotify, then we're on there. And just stream it. Fuck it. Other than that, let's do the last one.
The last band is called Faria. They're out of Sacramento, California. They are at ReverbNation.com/TheFariaProject. And the name of this song is Space Metal.